There's been some good news of late in the cause of advancing women's rights globally, with the Saudi king announcing he would lift the ban on women driving in Saudi Arabia from next June, only 3 decades after the first Saudi women began agitating for that right. In other countries, though, women's rights are being rolled back, from moves to defund family planning services in the United States to Russia's decision to decriminalise some forms of domestic violence. Australia says if it's successful in winning a seat on the UN Human Rights Council from next year, it will use the position to champion the rights of women and girls in the region. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop made the pitch when she addressed the United Nations in New York last month.
We will have an agenda relevant to our region and globally. Empowering women and girls to reach their full potential lifts the country's productivity and underpins stability.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking at the United Nations last month. Yannick Lemarek is Deputy Executive Director of UN Women, the organisation which champions gender equality and the empowerment of women. It was based at the United Nations. He's currently in Australia to meet with the federal government and private donors about UN Women's initiatives. And he joins us now from Melbourne. Yannick Lemarek, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Norman. Pleased to be here.
When you look around the world, you know, doesn't gender equality seem as far away as ever?
Well, it's a mixed bag in the sense that we have close to 150 countries in the world that still have legislation that discriminates against women and adolescent girls and girls. But we are also seeing progress in different areas. And so you were mentioning a couple of legislations that have recently been lifted. We have had so several countries basically terminating legislations that did enable rapists to escape jails if they were to marry their victims. So it's a bit of an uneven and slow progress. We are seeing some progress in some areas, some progress is in, and some potentially regression in others.
What's causing that change? Is it pressure from the outside or within?
But looking first at the bright side, the fact that we are seeing progress in the majority of countries right now, there is an increasing recognition that gender equality and women empowerment is both a fundamental right and also a solution for every single challenges of related to sustainable development. So it's a bit of a cliche, but it's worth being restated. There is no recognition that women empowerment and gender equality is both a right and the right thing to do. And notably, we are seeing a very strong embrace by the private sector of the socioeconomic and business imperative of gender equality. So that is on one side. In terms of regression, if you look at the history of human rights, it has never been a linear progression. You have some progress here and some regression there. And indeed, today, we are seeing several countries questioning some things that we thought was already a given in terms of sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights.
Very hard to put a stake in the ground. Now, you're in Australia to boost collaboration between your group, UN Women, and Australia. What role can Australia play in boosting gender equality around the world?
Australia is already playing a very strong role. Australia, in a lot of regard, can serve as a role model. And I was extremely pleased to hear about the statement from Minister Julie Bishop. So every time a country basically promote gender equality and women empowerment, this country makes a difference not only for its population, but the entire population of the world. So already making sure that you eliminate in Australia every single regulation that discriminates against women and put in place a conducive environment is a way to serve everybody.
Gendered violence is a key focus for your organisation, and you've partnered with governments to start new initiatives looking at the issue. What kind of initiatives are we talking about in relation to gendered violence?
My organization focuses on 4 areas: women political empowerment, women economic empowerment, elimination of violence against women, and women engagement in peace and security and humanitarian action. And actually, these 4 areas are deeply interlinked in the sense that violence against women is both a cause and a consequence of lack of political empowerment, lack of economic empowerment, and vulnerability to crisis. So what we are trying to do is to address every single barrier.
But you've got to get beyond the slogans, Yannick Lemerick, haven't you?
Will you like me to give you some example?
Yeah, I think that's what we need.
For example, the United Nations did launch 2 weeks ago an initiative called Spotlight with the financial support from the European Union, so €500 million. And this initiative aims at demonstrating that violence against women is not a fatality, and actually the rate of prevalence of violence against women can be reduced by a third in a matter of a few years if you address an integrated approach, basically eliminating discriminatory legislation, making sure that perpetrators are prosecuted, engaging men and boys, which is extremely important about a new definition of masculinity, and engaging community leaders. And we know that if we do that, it's not a slogan. At the end of the day, that's the life of hundreds of millions of women that will be changing.
What about young women's education, girls' education? I mean, female literacy is the strongest predictor of a lot of things in any community. Economic strength, how long, even longevity, the average life expectancy is linked to female literacy. And yet, in many Muslim countries, you're still seeing girls being stopped from going to school. How are you advancing there?
Well, you're 100% right. Education is a great equalizer. The reason why I made it clear that elimination of violence was linked to other things, such as lack of economic empowerment, is that we know that one of the best prevention approach against violence against women is actually literacy and education. And it's an area where we have actually seen quite a lot of progress over the past 15 years, even if we will still have, based on current trend, to wait for up to 100 years before we reach total parity between girls and boys in terms of upper secondary education for the 20% poorest. The education is extremely important. And increasingly, what we will have to do is to look at those who are the most likely to be left behind. What we are seeing is that we have made a lot of progress in primary education, but there is a huge drop rate from primary to secondary education, and for a variety of reason. And so today, certainly one of the key challenges is to keep the girls at school and to keep them at school, learning something that will be relevant for the changing world of work. And so we need to keep girls at school in upper secondary school and in university, and increase our participation in STEM fields.
But to do all of what you talk about, you've got to change men and men's attitudes. And in particular with education, discriminating against their own daughters. What's the plan for men, the strategy? And here you are, a man in a senior position in a women's organization.
Yeah, in a lot of regards, I was asked by the executive director of UN Women to join our team to send a message that gender equality and women empowerment is not basically a zero-sum game, that it's a win-win for everybody. The same way that human rights have advanced conditions, living conditions for everybody, women's rights will advance living conditions for everybody. So it's in the best interest of men as much as women. And the UN Women has basically been championing a campaign called E4She that tried to engage men and boys in gender equality and women empowerment to make a commitment to make a difference. And so the first thing is to basically send this message that it's a win-win. The second thing is to try to change social norms in terms of what is masculinity.
Yannick Lemerick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yannick Lemerick is Deputy Executive Director of UN Women, and he's currently in Australia and will give the opening address at the Women World Changers Summit in Melbourne this morning.